Hello, this is Father Jared Roderick here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
Come and be born.
Be born in me.
Fear. In the words of Jesse Spano from Saved by the Bell, I'm so scared. In the words of Kevin from Home Alone, did you hear? I said, I'm not afraid anymore. In the words of FDR, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Okay, that wasn't a very good impersonation. Not sure what he really sounds like. Or the John Michael Talbot classic, be not afraid. How about the mascot of fear? The kitten, also known as Scaredy Cat. There is a lot of talk about fear in our society. Many people even mistakenly celebrate fear at Halloween. Millions upon millions of dollars are spent from consumers being entertained by movies and books to scare them, desiring to be scared. But this is not what we mean when we talk about fear of the Lord. This gift of the Holy Spirit is not the ability to scream bloody murder. It is not an "ah!" of the Lord, but a "wow!" of the Lord. Imagine. There you are, this cute little manger. It seems like you've been there for weeks, waiting and waiting for the king to arrive. This itty-bitty baby king, waiting for him to come and sleep within your humble little abode. And this mighty, supreme, amazing, incredible king will arrive in just over a day, depending on when you are listening to this. Tomorrow evening, this great king will be processed into your cozy stable, enthroned within the womb of the Blessed Virgin, assisted by his foster father. And in moments, this king will leave his mother's uterine throne and search for another. Where will his holy mother choose to lay him down? Will it be you? Will it be you, this humble manger, who may not be perfect, but who has asked for all the help that he could get, including that of fear of the Lord, this awesome gift from God, by which one can understand the greatness, the absolute awesomeness, the ridiculously amazingness of God, and be filled with wonder and awe. The gift of a perpetual jaw drop. That's the gift of the fear of the Lord. Open wide the gates, says the psalmist. Well, by this holy gift, your mouth is surely agape. When you think of the glory of God, of his majesty, are you filled with absolute wonder? Are you in awe of who he is? Because It is this gift, the gift of a holy fear, a holy awe and love of God, that motivates us, that helps us, that makes us never want to disobey or not love this God as we should. When the King of the universe enters your midst, will your jaw drop? Will you, the lowly manger, be paralyzed with power, starstruck, and in awe? Or do you need to ask the Lord for this gift?
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.